All righty, let me see. I had, oh, Chase.
Yes.
Chase Murphy,
yes.
News director at WTAW. Have you ever heard of Holy Land Experience in Florida? Have you ever heard of this?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, it's very interesting because here's the deal. The report this morning in out of Florida, traffic began building for the Holy Land Experience this morning as the faithful and curious descended on the biblical theme park's annual free admission day. Park officials began admitting vehicles to the park's main lot about 8 o'clock Eastern time. The lot was full about 20 minutes ago before 9 o'clock their time. And I've got live video, in fact, from there. And, traffic is backed up on I-4 pretty much as far as you can see in this shot.
Wow.
The Christian theme park, which is located off Conroy and Vinland Roads, opens up at 10 o'clock this morning. Delays expected before the park closes at 6 tonight. On the website, they warned guests that the traffic around the attraction is expected to be bad. Apparently, the park is required to offer free admission.
Oh, sorry, that's their website right there. Yeah.
The park is required to offer free admission to the public one day per year under state law to guarantee its property tax exemption as a religious entity.
Hmm.
Yeah. As a result, they save about $300,000 a year in Orange County taxes. But I never heard of it, and it's apparently a
product, if you will, of the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
The Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Got that impeccable pink hair.
Got that going on. Okay. Yeah. All right, we've got our list for you this morning, and it's kind of scary. It is the most available single women. Okay. After dating a string of Hollywood's biggest names, actress Jennifer Aniston has landed the top spot on a recent poll as the most eligible single woman in the world.
Hmm. I wonder what defines making her most eligible. I mean, because that almost smacks of desperation.
Well, it does. The thing is, of course, we learn more and more about Jennifer and who she's chasing. But here's who she beat out as far as the other single ladies.
I'd like to say the rumors are not true.
Okay, they're not true about you and her.
Flattered but spoken for.
Okay, so. Number two on the list is Halle Berry. She's a very pretty lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
And number three is Ellen Nordgren.
Mm, oh, yeah. Former Mrs. Woods.
Yeah. Who's very rich.
Yes, who's soon to be loaded.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston pulled down 29% overall in the vote. The newly single Miss Berry was not far behind. Tiger Woods' ex, who will receive an estimated $100 million settlement from the golfer for their divorce, reined in at 15%. Those are your top three. The next three scare me tremendously. This, again, the list of most eligible women in the world.
Uh-oh.
Number four on the list, Betty White.
That's just because of the Snickers commercial.
I know. Anyway. Number five would be Lady Gaga.
Huh?
And number six.
I thought you said eligible women.
What, huh?
I'll take Betty White.
Yeah, I know. I'll take Betty White to block.
Yeah, exactly. And
number six on the list is Elena Kagan. Okay, I'm just saying.
The Supreme?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking top three, probably better than top bottom three there. All right, let me see. It's time to talk dogs, but first, here we go. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Ashley's here this morning from the animal shelter. That's why we're going to talk dogs in a minute. the Metro reports that police raided Alpine Wine and Liquor and confiscated a 3-foot alligator. Police say that the store's owners claimed they were babysitting the animal for two employees who had no idea it was an alligator. Well, what did they bring it in? They brought it in an empty in a box that was sealed.
What did they think it was?
It was a mayonnaise jar with holes poked in it.
That's it. The two workers have been given citations for keeping a gator illegally. Has the shelter in your memory or history picked up a gator?
We have not picked up a gator. Now, we've had calls about alligators, but we refer those to Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
we have an alternative to handling alligators at the animal shelter.
Yeah, translation.
Not our problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
The wrong number.
Yeah, that's
alligators, what are those? We have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you have no place to keep. You don't have a habitat.
Absolutely. We do not have a place to keep alligators. So. And really, it's a matter typically of just relocating them opposed to keeping them at all. You just relocate them somewhere where they won't do damage to people or pets.
Yeah. Well, looking ahead to the weather, it's almost identical to what we had last year,
I know.
It looks like.
Very I'm nice, very high class. Excited. When the weather got so pretty, what, last week or so, I thought, oh, surely this isn't. Yeah. Surely we're not going to be lucky enough for this to last. And then I've been watching the weather, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful on Saturday.
Chamber, there you go. He's going to take credit there. So, yeah, we are. We're looking at a high of about.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
About 85 for a high temperature on Saturday and clear skies. And yet it'll be cool in the evening. It'll start cooling off later in the day. So as the as wiener things happen at Wolf Pen Creek.
And it'll probably be pretty brisk for those folks that are coming out for the 5K run at 8 o'clock in the morning. I know the past few mornings have been pretty cool. So you'll have a brisk run if you're going to come out and do the 5K at 8 o'clock in the morning. I won't be there doing that.
can they sign up ahead of time?
They can sign up ahead of time. All of the entry forms for all of the events are on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can fill that out and just drop it by the shelter. It's a little bit close to be dropping it in the mail. So if you haven't entered yet and want to go ahead and register early, just come by the shelter and we'll get you all set up. And that way you're on the list and you can get your packet picked up first thing Saturday morning.
Now, how about as far as the animal events are concerned?
As far as the animal events, the same thing. Entry forms are all online. So if you have a wiener dog that wants to run in the wiener dog races, or a wannabe a wiener who wants to pretend to be a wiener dog on Saturday and race, or if you want to enter the costume contest, again, all of those forms are on the website. And you can download those and come by the shelter and go ahead and get pre-registered again so that your information. We need your rabies vaccination certificate for your pet. So, you know, if you have to get hold of your vet to get that or anything, got a couple of days left to get that done. You can register the morning of the event on Saturday morning at Wolf Pen. The registration table will open about 7 or 7:30. So if you haven't registered for an event and want to that day, you can do it at Wolf Pen first thing in the morning. We'll get you registered.
But again, need to bring your rabies certificate.
Need to bring your rabies certificate with you. Lots of folks think, well, you know, their pet has a tag on, but the tag doesn't have the actual date, and we just need to make sure your pet is current on a vaccination. So bring that certificate with you. Again, if you need to, your veterinarian should be able to get you a copy of that if you can't find yours. So it's going to be a great day. It's a free event as far as the public coming in. You don't have to pay anything if you just want to bring your dog out and sit on the grass and watch the watch all the different events happen. There will be lots of vendors, so there's some shopping to be done and information to be had from different vendors throughout the community, and also food vendors. So really, you could come in the morning and spend the whole day and have just a really fun, pretty day in the weather, apparently, thanks
now,
to Royce.
And now, when do the dog races start?
The dog races will start at, I want to say, noon. I think 11:30. We have some, like, inaugural races and some information and some announcements. And then I believe that the wiener dog races themselves actually will start at noon. There is a schedule on our website. I didn't bring it with me this morning.
Okay.
But 11:30, 12 is when the actual wiener dog races will start. I know the different heats will go through the afternoon, and then the finals should start at about 4.
Okay.
So it depends on how many dogs we have entered, but the finals will be middle of the afternoon. So you should be able to get a good seat to watch those.
And it's a dog-friendly event as long as you bring them on a leash. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, even if you don't want to participate with your pet, I'm actually in one of the events. You can bring your dog out with you and spend the day. And, yes, they need to be on a leash, need to be well-behaved. And knock on wood, we've been really lucky that most of the animals that come out to the park for the day are animals that are pretty well socialized. They go to the park on a regular basis, or you know, travel with their owners and that sort of thing. So yeah, we want your pet to be well behaved, so it's a fun day for everybody. I know last year we had folks doing frisbee toss for their dogs out on the grass and just having a really good afternoon playing with their pets. So
well, we want them to do that. That's
for sure. And it all benefits the Brazos Animal Shelter.
That's it. And the website if they want to go again.
Brazos Animal Shelter. org is the website. You can come by the shelter at 2207 Finfeather, and we can give you those forms as well if you want to get pre-registered.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We visit with Ashley from the, she's the executive director of the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW, and Royce Hickman is here this morning from the Chambers. We know. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yep. You got a list of stuff that's going on?
I do.
As usual?
As I fight allergies here.
Well, sorry about that. We were just talking about that off the air. That's you and Chase long suffering over this. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to apologize now in case anything happens during the deal.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, first of all, we have business after hours coming up on Thursday, October the 28th. So it's a little later in the month than usual. But one worth waiting for, because it's Chrome, a salon experience. those ladies have had a couple of business after hours, and they have absolutely learned how to put this thing on right. It'll be our usual 5:30 to 7. Their address is 1501 University Drive East in College Station, and there'll be food, drink, and networking opportunities again Thursday, October the 28th, 5:30 to 7 at Chrome, a salon experience, our business after hours. If you're not a chamber member and want to learn more about us, just tell them you heard about it on WTAW and come on out and visit with us. Then in November, we have our Youth to Career Fair. And this may seem a little early to be talking about that, Scott, but what we're looking for, this is our event for eighth graders, and there's usually 16 to 18 school districts and about 3,000 eighth graders come to this event.
Yeah.
We time it just before they're making elective choices for high school. And what we need are booths. We need businesses there to talk to them about what it's like to be in the career you're in. And the thing that's interesting about this is that eighth graders are at that age where some have really mature questions about what type of courses do I need to take, what kind of summer employment would be good for me, and others say, how much money do you make and how many hours do you get off?
Right.
But the booths are free, and we'll feed you lunch. It's a community service opportunity for you businesses out there to come out and talk to our young people. Now, the plus to you is they're going to learn that you're in business in the Brazos County area.
Sure.
And they go home and talk to their parents about booths they visited with. So I think there's a real positive plus for businesses as well as the fact that they're helping our young people out right. as they start, you know, at an age where, you know, I didn't know for sure what I wanted to do, but I sure was thinking about it at that mm-hmm. stage in my life. Again, that's November 3rd. Give us a call at 260-5200 if we can count on you having a booth there that day. And it doesn't have to be the same person manning the booth all day. And by the way, all of these kids aren't interested in career opportunities that require a college education. So some of you folks out there that may be in the plumbing business or in carpentry or mechanics.
Any of those trade things,
yeah,
right?
They really, we need businesses out there represented, businesses such as those trade, that have those trade opportunities represented there as well. Anyway, that's going to be November 3rd, and we'll, it runs about 9 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. Now, we have two deluxe ribbon cuttings coming up. One is tomorrow. That'll be FedStar Credit Union at 701 Harvey Road. Our normal 4:30 to 5:30, celebrate their grand opening, and we'll be having a ribbon cutting there. And then a deluxe ribbon cutting a week from tomorrow on Wednesday the 13th for First Victoria Bank on Arrington Road and Highway 40. And again, this is another grand opening, and they'll run from 4:30 to 5:30 as well. I invite everyone to come out and celebrate with those two new businesses. Now, our Junior Leadership Brazos program is the applications are now available. This is for juniors in high school, and the deadline for that will be Friday, November the 12th, and those applications are available on www.bcschamber.org, www.bcschamber.org. You can download them or give us a call at 260-5200. We'll mail them to you, or you can come by the chamber office on 29th Street. I also want to lift up our International Friendly Business Awards that we give out with International Program Offices office over at A&M. This is for businesses who have demonstrated an openness to people of different cultures and different races. So if you are aware of a business who seems to be open to anyone, regardless of their background, and particularly our thousands of international students and faculty here. If you'll give us a call at 260-5200, we'll be glad to let you know how to nominate them. It's a very simple process. You give us a name, you tell us why you thought they were particularly friendly, and then we'll get with them and let them know they've been nominated for that event. Our Inner Circle Spotlight this week is on with the Eagle. We appreciate their long-term support of the Chamber as a Platinum member. And again, the one ribbon cutting we have this week is our deluxe ribbon cutting at FedStar Credit Union, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. As always, it's great to be with you, and appreciate you and the folks at WTAW for all you do, and really all of the folks at Brian Broadcasting.
Thank you, sir. All right, that's Royce Hickman. We visit folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.